At Canola College, we're talking now with Josh Bishong. Josh, of course, Extension Canola Specialist for Oklahoma State University. And Josh, your topic is you're talking about residue management. And I know that this has been one of the things that you've really had to work with the throwers quite a bit when they're putting the seed in the ground to make sure that we get good contact with the soil.
Yes, Ron. Obviously, there's a lot more interest in no-till in Oklahoma and the southern Great Plains. So a lot of producers are wanting to know how they can utilize canola in their no-till system. So obviously it does take a little bit different approach than winter wheat. So there are some different options and methods guys are using that are having more success with. So obviously what we found out over the last few years is the more aggressive we are getting that residue out of at least the seed furrow, the better off we are.
Now, yeah, as we've tried to work with producers, this has been one of the bigger sticking points on some success a lot of times.
Yes, one of the key factors is the way canola is put together. Its growing point, the crown, is above the soil surface, unlike wheat, which is at or below the soil surface. So we really want to keep that crown close to the soil surface. If we have a thick residue layer out there, a bunch of crop residue, that plant will put that growing point further away from the soil. And the further away from the soil, the more winter kill we have. So in order to sustain a stand throughout the winter, we really need to do what we can on the farmer side to give that crop all the opportunity. And obviously genetics have come a long way over the last decade, so variety selection is still key.
When we think about managing that residue properly, what's the proper amount of residue that you can have, or the right amount of residue that you can have to have success in getting that seed into the ground?
Depending on the conditions and how much residue there is and what equipment you're using, there's kind of a range of what you can get by with. And obviously, it kind of depends on what year we have. Winter like we're experiencing right now, we really don't want too much residue at all with the seedlings inside the seed furrow. So in some years where we have very mild winter, we can get by with a lot more residue, obviously. So it all depends on the year and the equipment and the amount of residue that's out in the field.
Briefly, give me a little bit of an overview of what you've seen in regards to this crop as we are actually having a winter where it went dormant.
Yes, and we actually had some really early freezes that probably did the most damage. We had one or two good freezes back in November, a really cold December. And so if we had some replanted stuff or late planted canola, we just didn't get that size to it that we prefer. So obviously those stands suffered a little bit more than stuff that was planted earlier or had the moisture to get to an adequate size before those freezes occurred. So just depending on plant size before when those first freezes occurred and once the plant acclimated to those colder temperatures. But since the 1st of January till now, we haven't seen much difference. So it's hardened off quite well by now. So we'll be out there before too long seeing what kind of stands we ended up with.